News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper, I'm pretty sure we just had breaking news on that last segment. At least two pieces of breaking news.
Yeah.
So we had the piece. So what I was going to ask you to do, if you wouldn't mind, I want to go ahead and get that audio from that interview ready to get out like ASAP. But the reality is we had what he said, that apparently the hearing has now been set for 10 a.m. I've seen no news reports about that. So it may be that we just heard for the first time in the media that tomorrow the rehearing is going to be held at 10 a.m. The other one is, I think that's the first time it's been said that if Ms. Kenny's vote is not counted, she's going to take it to court and it would be a federal court action. So that's, I'm pretty sure that's breaking news at least. So let's get that that audio ready to go. Folks, you do hear a lot of stuff here on Right Side Radio. And what I love is the fact that we have an audience that's not only responsive, but we have access to people like Brian and others who bring us information. You know, still one of my favorite moments ever was when we were talking about the United Launch Alliance vaccine mandate situation. And a bunch of employees had walked out in protest to the vaccine mandates that were being foisted on them, even worse than the government was doing, by ULA's administration or senior leadership. And lo and behold, some of the guys that were walking the line out there on the picket line, so to speak, called me from the picket line because they're listening to the show. And I got breaking news on the air while it was happening. And that was actually very cool. But we've had multiple times when this show has been able to gather information and bring it out to you. And I love that. Because this show is, you know, not just solid conservative and just plain right, but we're also trying to be timely and efficient and get you the stuff when you need to hear it so that you can make the best use of the information. And, man, I love that. That's just good doings. And I can't wait to see what happens here, because who ever heard of this? And I knew something was up when Senator Watley's folks were sending me press releases the last couple of days. Senator Watley believes the coin flip idea is a great thing. Because remember, that's what was going to happen. Under state law, and this is the law. And it was being mocked by some, but y'all, it's still the law. The law says that in the event of a tie in the primary, that the state party will determine by lot. Okay, by lot. What does that mean? You're going to roll dice? You're going to draw names from a hat? I talked about all the different ways the other day that we do that around the nation. Most common, coin flip. They were going to do a coin flip, and they may still, who knows. If it's still tied after tomorrow, then they'll do a coin flip. Then again, tomorrow they might go in and change their tune and decide that, you know, we're not going to count that. And I'll also tell you this, the state party is not just a group of people sitting in a room who don't understand what's going on. They're doing the best they can. They're also acting under the advice of counsel. They've got corporate counsel. So their attorney is right there advising them, this is what the law says, and that's what they're going to do. And so I'm watching and waiting like the rest of you, but I'm telling you, this is wacky. This is wacky. One of the senior members of the Alabama State Senate is sitting there wondering whether or not he's going to have the chance for a coin toss or no chance at all because he lost by one. And then, oh, by the way, so what happens? God, dog, here's the other question. What happens if they choose to reverse their position, they don't count Ms. Kenny's vote at the executive committee, she brings a legal action, that legal action goes forward and agrees with her position and puts her vote back in, and then we're, by then, several months down the road, we're almost to the general election. Well, there's a Democrat in that race, so they've got to figure this out pretty soon so they know who's campaigning for what. Meanwhile, the other thing that happened also was Jay Hovey, who has currently won the election by one vote, he's a city councilman in Auburn. He went ahead and qualified to run again for the city council, I guess just in case. I don't know. Wow. Okay. It just keeps getting deeper. That's not even including Kimberly Butler challenging the opportunity not to win the race, but to have been in the runoff. How weird is that? She's going to file a legal action to see whether or not she should have been in second place. Because second place could still be the first winner if they have to hold a second election. I mean, you, I've been around state politics for a while, even dating back to the late 90s when my dad worked in the Bob James administration, and I watched my dad run for office. I ain't never seen anything like this. You cannot make this stuff up. All right, folks, taking a break right now. We'll come back. It's time for the Grand Council. Every Thursday at 4, we do it. Jeff Poore, Dale Jackson, myself, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.